wrote the check anyway. No one got a strongly worded letter in there. The people we hired, I'm not ripping all of them, but there are people that didn't care. And then there's those of us that voted for all this, and we don't stop voting for it. That's the look you're facing. Give me that look. It's all our fault, but until we fix it, that's why this make this law. It's common sense crap they can't say no to because they're the ones who passed all this stuff and left it open for the people to steal from us. It's not that hard, is it?
No, it's not. I share your frustration. I mean, I think an analogy would be, like, if you're going to sit there and say bad people are going to do bad things, okay, well, then I guess we should shut down the Department of Public Safety, if that's your rationale.
Well, you get my point. You write any law, someone's going to try to steal from you. I get it. You just don't make it so easy that you can just sign up.
Correct. Well, and you also don't abandon the concept of justice. And I'm not talking about social justice. I'm talking about actual justice, right? Yeah. So, to use a criminal law analogy, being in a situation where you can't defend yourself in your own home, being in a situation where if you do defend somebody else out in public, like this Daniel Penny thing that happened in New York, you're the one who gets prosecuted. Meanwhile, Biden's letting out all the criminals. Like, that environment makes it easy on the bad people to do bad things, and we're seeing an analogous situation with this fraud.
I go back at the autism thing. My barber has to have a license to cut my hair. And I was chatting after this came out. I said, you know, you cut my hair bad twice, I'm not coming back. You cut my nick my ear, I'm not coming back. We will weed out the bad barbers of the world, but you don't need a license to be an autism correction center. You just got to open your door and say, I'm helping kids. And some autistic kid's got to find out whether you're getting good service or not. Who comes up with this? I'm sorry. Good God.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell where the left-wing Democratic grifts are because they're the least regulated industries on earth, okay? The abortion industry, all this this cornucopia benevolence that they provide with all these nonprofits.
Yeah.
Those are the areas that, because nobody's looking, nobody's watching, there's no accountability, nobody ever gets fired, that's where the grifting is.
And again, it's just that easy. You just look at it. What God gets me, and I have 30 seconds if you would, how come the people in Minnesota continue to put up with it? I'm sitting here so mad. I had friends over, my wife's friends, and we got chatting into this, and on all sides of the spectrum, I can't believe they do that. Really? And it's like, this is what's, are we not paying attention? Millions and millions of dollars.
No, I don't think we are putting up with it. The problem, the analogy that I use is that the wind is blowing very strong right now in our direction politically. Okay. The question is, as a Republican Party, do we have the wherewithal to erect a sail to catch that wind and take us where we need to go? And that's an open question going into 2025.
And we will see what happens. This is good. For me, and I'm the only one in the state, this is a gold mine. There, I don't know what happens with 67, 66, and 3, and 34, and 1, and the Catwoman going to trial. All I know is I got lots to talk about. Walter Hudson, I love having you on the program, Representative. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
We'll get you back on.
Well, Christmas is over, and hopefully you aren't too scarred by Kim Kardashian's cover of Santa Baby. Yeah, that's still pretty fresh. Let's put that aside and have a look at some of the most anticipated shows for 2025.
It's been some time, hasn't it?
We've got Daredevil, Born Again.
The Empire doesn't fear us yet.
Along with Andor, Season 2 on Disney+.
Hey, give us a good word.
Noah Wiley puts The Scrubs back on In the Pit, a new medical drama on Max.
This ranch is under attack.
It's Always Something for the Dutton Family on Paramount+, with Season 2 of 1923. And Netflix rolls out the final season of Stranger Things and a second season of Wednesday.
You have two options.
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Are you kidding me?
You know that comment you said to the radio? The thing that we got wrong?
Clearly, Brussels sprouts are the worst vegetable.
Call us and let the world know your thoughts. 855-257-7469. That's 855-OWLS-SHOW.
It's the Al Show. I want to throw out a quick public service announcement, if I may. So, years ago, I was having this issue when I was sleeping. That one of my arms, both my arms, you know, they just fall asleep. Now, fall asleep while you're sleeping, but fall asleep enough that it will wake you up because of the tingling going on. And, you know, you got to shake it off, and then it, you know, goes away and that sort of thing. I read an article that said, actually, that could be from your neck. That if your neck is cricked, it'll send that down to your arms, and that's what it really is. So sometimes it's not like shaking your arm out and waking yourself up. It's, you know, cranking your neck around. Try it the next time your arm goes to sleep. Anyway, the point being, went out and got some MyPillows. Wholesale price, you can get them, by the way, at $14.88. I got the right size MyPillows so my neck is lying flat. I haven't had this problem in a couple of years. $14.88 for MyPillows. You can have that same thing. If you have problems sleeping, feel sore when you wake up, get your MyPillows. $14.88. All their best stuff, go to MyPillow.com. Put in the promo code AL. And if you see anybody, tell them about that whole shaking your head thing. It works. It's the Al Travis Show. We got a nurse. She's coming up next. We'll talk with her about it.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Cloudy skies for this afternoon with rain likely and still could have some lingering areas of fog as well. Temperatures fairly steady in the lower 40s. Winds becoming variable at 5 to 10. For tonight, rain especially in the evening, some patchy fog, a low of 31. Saturday, morning fog, then clearing skies up to 46 degrees. And still looking to stay dry Saturday night and even into your Sunday. Some peaks of sunshine there for your Sunday with a high temperature of 43. Monday, a chance for a light rain snow mixture in the morning, then a chance for some rain showers into the afternoon as highs ease back to the upper 30s. For Tuesday, cloudy but colder, a high of 28. And New Year's Day itself, partial sunshine into the lower 20s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Currently, it's 41.
It's time now for basketball from the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament. Today's game is boys action as Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman takes on Sibley East. And today's game is brought to you in part by Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburn, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Nutrient Ag Solutions of East Chain, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Elm Creek Agronomy of Northrop and East Chain, New Way K&H Cooperative, the United Hospital District, East Chain LP Gas, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, and by Stateline Cooperative. And good afternoon, everyone, from Blue Earth Area High School. We begin our day of broadcasting basketball here for you from the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament. And we'll have three games on for you, one of them here on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. And then we have two more coming up here this evening over on 98.1 FM. So first up here, it's Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman up against Sibley East. And we've already had one girls game here. This is boys action now that we've got for you. In the girls game that started the tournament just a little bit ago, St. James defeated Sibley East 79-40.
in the first game here this afternoon. So now it's the Sibley East boys and our area team, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman, ready to do battle here from the holiday tournament. And then later today, if you flip over to 98.1 FM at 5 o'clock, it's Blue Earth Area against Alden Conger, Glenville, Emmons in girls action, followed by Blue Earth Area against United South Central in boys action. Those are the two games we'll have this evening on 98.1 FM. So there you go. And then we continue tomorrow. We'll have three games on the air for you tomorrow here from the holiday tournament as well. Basically, we're just covering our area teams, which would include Blue Earth Area. And it's not the same boys and girls teams here, but for Blue Earth Area, USC, and Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman are the ones that we're following. So we've got boys action, the Jaguars against the Sibley East Wolverines coming up here in a moment. We'll check the starting lineups coming up after this timeout.
Stateline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing this success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
What do most banks do when they're not taking care of customers? At Bank Midwest, our team is serving someone and something else. Like donating funds to the local fire department that needs updated equipment and protective gear. The kids in your neighborhood who need playground equipment. And the YMCA for the area that needs program funding. Bank Midwest, where what we do for you and your community matters. Bank Mid what? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insights, visit with Troy at Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. Asgrow and Stein has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, give Troy a call at 507-399-1500. That's Troy Jensen, Seeds of East Chain.
All right, looking at the starting lineups in today's game. First for the Jaguars, it'll be Bryce Borkenhagen, a 5'11 sophomore. Brody Grathwall, 5'10 junior. Carson Hasted, a 6'4 senior. Eli Jensen, 5'11 sophomore. And Jackson Madsen, 5'11 senior. And they're coached by Brian Borkenhagen. Sibley East starters, Nathan Colling, 6-foot senior. Quentin Fleminick, a 6-foot senior. Ezra Weber, 6'3 junior. Evan Pouch, 6'2 senior. And Riley Bustler, 6'2 sophomore. They're coached by Dave Hallquist. Sibley East at 2-3 on the season. And the Jaguars 1-5 coming into today's game. And we are ready to play in the opening tap controlled by the Sibley East Wolverines. They have it first, and here we go. DeFleminick on the right side. Back out to the right wing now. Pouch has it near the free throw line. Weber dishes off now, left corner for a three-point shot. It's off, no good by Riley Bustler. Rebound to the Jaguars. And into the front court comes Bryce Borkenhagen. Dribbles up to the free throw line. Is stopped there. Drops it for Jensen. Back to Borkenhagen. Left corner. That's Madsen, who thought about taking a shot. Pass back to the top is picked off. And a layup at the other end is good by Quinton DeFleminick. Off the steal. at the top of the key, and Sibley East strikes first. They lead it 2-0. Back the other way. In and out shot taken left side by Madsen. And that goes out of bounds off of the Jaguars, and it'll belong to Sibley East. And so the Wolverines will have it. Out on top, there's a three-point shot taken by Ezra Weber. That's off, no good. And the rebound to the Jaguars. Borkenhagen will bring it up on the left side. Dishes off to the left wing for Weber, and he lets fly with a three, and it's good. And it's a 3-2 ball game. I shouldn't say Weber. That was Brody Grathwall. I was looking at the wrong roster there. So Grathwall hits the three and gives the Jaguars a one-point lead, 3-2. There's a drive into the lane again by Weber, and that's off, no good. Rebound to Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther Truman. Jaguars have it. Pulling up just outside the lane, left side. Jumper by Borkenhagen's off, no good. And Sibley East on the rebound. Into the front court, three-pointer left corner, no good by Deflemenek, and the rebound off for the Jaguars. Borkenhagen dribbles it up again. Ooh, nice pass down on the low block right side. Bucket good and a foul. Carson Hastad takes the pass from Borkenhagen on a beautiful feed there, and he draws the foul. And we'll go to the line for a three-point opportunity. Foul called on Weber. That's his first, and the first on the Wolverines. The free throw is no good by the Jaguars. And Sibley East on the rebound. 5-2 now. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther Truman has the lead. Out on top with it, Weber has it. Round to the left side. Here's Bussler. Back out to the top for Deflemenek. Right side, Weber to Deflemenek. Long three from the top. Good. Deflemenek hits the three. He's got all five of the Wolverines' points. It's a 5-5 tie now. Here's a 2-2-1 press now put on by the Wolverines. And the Jags pass over it to the left corner. Three-point shot is up and no good by Madsen. And the rebound off to the Wolverines. Another three-pointer. Deflemenek from the left corner this time is no good. Well, I'll tell you what, Sibley East not afraid to put up the threes here. They've taken a bunch here already. 5-5 tie, 14:40 to go first half, and there's a three by the Jaguars. Brody Grathwall hits it again. That's his second three of the game. And it's 8-5, Jaguars with the lead. Wolverines have it now. There's a drive into the lane. Finger roll. Good by Evan Pouch, and he is fouled on the play. Had a chance for a three-point play. First bucket of the game for Pouch here this afternoon. And the foul on the Jaguars was on Borkenhagen, his first. So Pouch at the line, the free throw good. He has three, and it's 8-7, 8-8 now it should be, right? It is, 8-8. They're just a little slow on getting that free throw up on the board. We're tied at 8, 14-18 to go here in the first half. And the pass tipped out of bounds by Sibley East. Stays Jaguar ball. They'll inbound far sideline. Borkenhagen puts it in play. Pass right back to him for a three is in and out, no good. Rebound batted way out, scooped up by Deflemenek at the other end. He missed the layup. Follow is good. And that was Pouch on the follow. He's got five. 10-8 now. Sibley East takes the lead by two. And the Jaguars working through that 2-2-1 press. They get it into the front court. Borkenhagen at the free throw line. Back out. Three-point try. Rims out. And that was Grathwall again taking the three. That thing was a tight spin in the rim there. But it came out, and on the follow, a foul called. Carson Hastad was fouled as he went up for the putback. Riley Busler gets the foul, his second, or his first, rather, the second on Sibley East. And the first free throw is good by Hastad. Second one on the way is short, no good. Rebound Sibley East. 10-9, Wolverines lead by one. Pouch brings it up into the front court. Gets it off to DeFlemenek. And around to the left side. Here's Busler again. Right side now for Ezra Weber. Weber spins into the lane, shoots just inside the free throw line, turns around for the shot, but it won't go, and the rebound off for the Jaguars. Borkenhagen into the front court, goes to the right side now for Jensen. Borkenhagen, he'll drive, shoots just inside the free throw line and gets it, and Bryce Borkenhagen with his first two of the game. And 11-10, Jaguars take the lead. Dumped down inside on a little give and go, calling from Busler, and a foul called in the lane. Non-shooting foul, so the Wolverines will inbound. Foul called on Brady Grathwall, I believe that's his first. Second on the Jaguars. Sibley East inbounds. Jack Fetrell has checked into the game. He's got it on top. Drives in, shot up, no good, but he's fouled. So Jack Fetrell into the game now, 6 foot senior. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul called on Jackson Madsen. That's his first, third foul on the Jaguars. And the first free throw is good by Fetrell. And the second one on the way, off no good. Rebound grab by Hastad for the Jaguars. Into the front court they go. Jensen on the left side. Gets it on. No, he keeps it. Now takes the three from the left wing. No good. And the rebound is off for the Wolverines. Tied at 11. 12:16 to go here in the first half. Sibley East ball. Fetrell on a drive in the lane. And he gets the finger roll to go. So Fetrell immediately contributing 3 points off the bench. 2-2-1 press. Jaguars break it nicely. Oh, but then they almost threw it away. It was kicked out of bounds, though, by Pouch. And it will stay Jaguar ball. They'll inbound from underneath. Ball inbounded. On top for a three-point try put up by Jensen. No good. And the rebound grabbed by Sibley East. Fetrell into the front court, drops it off for Pouch. Around to DeFlemenek. Back on top. Now DeFlemenek takes it back again to Pouch. Left side for Colling. Pouch again drives toward the lane and a whistle. And another foul on the Jaguars. I think that was on Grathwall. We'll see here. Yep, and that is his second. So Sibley East inbounds in the lane, spinning and shooting. DeFlemenek shot off, no good. And the rebound off for the Jaguars. Into the front court comes Borkenhagen with it. And in there now is Reagan Emmerts, checked in for the Jags. There's a shot left wing, three-pointer taken by Jensen, no good. Rebound off for Sibley East. So Reagan Emmerts, 5'11 junior, in the ball game now for the Jaguars. Meanwhile, Sibley East with another bucket at the other end. That was a three-pointer, and the Wolverines now lead at 16-11. Borkenhagen on the dribble is tied up near the free throw line. And that'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Jaguars, so they'll keep it. Gavin Pomplin in the game now for the Wolverines. Pomplin, 6'2", senior. Jags, meanwhile, inbound from underneath to Borkenhagen. And a shot left side. Taken. No good. That was by Madsen. The follow underneath by Braden Schell, who came in a little bit ago. No good, but he is fouled. Braden Schell, 6'4", senior, in there now for the Jaguars, and he'll go to the line as Pomplin fouled him. First on him and the third on the Wolverines. And Schell hits the first free throw. 16-12, Sibley East leads, 10:28 to go here in the first half. And the second free throw on the way is off, no good. Sibley East on the rebound. Pouch will bring it up. Into the front court, right side, Pomplin. Pomplin back out on top for Petrel, and a whistle, a timeout. Sibley East wants a timeout with 10:14 to go first half, 16-12. Wolverines lead. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, the holiday tournament. And the first game was a girls' game. St. James beat Sibley East 79-40. Second game here this afternoon, Grenada Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman against Sibley East in boys' action. And Sibley East's turning it over, trying to pass it in the lane. That, I think, is their first turnover of the game. So Jaguars get it back. Full court pressure again by the Wolverines, trying to get a trap on at half court. Borkenhagen dribbles through that, pulls up left side for the shot. It's off, no good. And the rebound to the Wolverines. Into the front court, Borkenhagen. Fetrel, Jack Fetrel on the drive into the lane. Another foul called on the Jaguars. So plenty of fouls going on here in this one. Braden Schell gets the foul this time, his first and the fifth on the Jaguars. First free throw by Fetrel is no good, I don't think here. Second one, or did it go in? He had two shots. He made the second one. 4 points for him off the bench. And at half court, we have a whistle and a foul now on the Wolverines. This one will be on Riley Bussler. That's his second. And the fourth on the Wolverines. Jaguar ball near the free throw line. Jump step into the lane and a shot in front taken there by Madsen. No good. Rebound Wolverines. Pass ahead and another foul on the Jaguars. It's on Borkenhagen and that'll be his second. Six fouls on the Jaguars now. One more to the bonus. And they've got a couple players in a little bit of foul trouble here with Borkenhagen with two and Brody Grathwall with two. It's still 9:12 left to go here in the first half. 18-12, Sibley East has the lead. Inbounded. Pouch off to Fetrel. Now Pomplin has it. Top of the key. Gets it off now to Colling. Colling on a drive after the pass to Ezra Weber, and another Jaguar foul. A lot of kind of petty fouls out here. Brian Borkenhagen up, not super happy with all of them. That's the seventh foul. This one was on Griffin Studer, who came in a little bit ago. And that's his first, seventh, as we mentioned. At the line, Ezra Weber for the 1-1, and the first one is good. Bonus shot also good. He makes them both. 2 points for him. 20-12. Sibley East leading Grenada Huntley East Chain. Martin Luther Truman now with 8:58 to go first half. We have a timeout, and we're back in a minute.
This is Leah with Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited. If you're looking for honest and experienced farmland experts and appraisals, we are here to help. As every family situation is different, we can evaluate your unique situation and help you through the numerous decisions to be made. With a strong surge in farmland prices, sales are strong, and it's a good time to discuss your appraisal, auction, or private land sale needs. If you need any help, give me a call at Auctioneer Alley or go online to auctioneeralley.com. When it comes to the experience you need, we have it. We are family-owned for over 60 years and treat each sale as our own.
Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain provides not only the products you require, fertilizer, seed, and crop protection products, they also offer many valuable agronomic services farmers need to succeed. Their total package approach is tailored to meet the needs of customers like you. With the advent of precision farming and other strategies designed to enhance your efficiency, their services have become a high priority. They understand it's a tough business and plan to continue offering a total package of quality products and superior service at Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain. Grenada Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman inbounding after the timeout. They get it across the timeline in the backcourt pressure by Sibley East. Jaguar ball on the left side. And with it is Reagan Emmert. Back around left wing, and a three-point shot is good by Eli Jensen. Jensen with his first three, first points of the game, 20-15 now. And the Wolverines with it. Left corner, three-point shot by Weber, no good, but the follow by Pomplin is. First two for Gavin Pomplin in the game. And again, here's that 2-2-1 press by Sibley East. Jags get it across the line. And a pass across to the near side for Hastad. He's on the right wing. Whoop, and there his pass goes over the head of Reagan Emmert out of bounds. Second turnover on the Jaguars. Sibley East gets it back with that 22-15 lead. 7:50 left to go here in the first half. So Sibley East ball to Flemenek back in the game, has it on top. Right side for Fetrel to Flemenek. Back to Fetrel. He'll try a long three from the top. Banks off, no good. And on the rebound, another foul called. This one on Sibley East. And it will be on Pomplin, his second. Five team fouls on Sibley East yet. Still a couple to give. 7:34 to go here in the first half. And the Jaguars trying to figure out how to get around the 2-2-1 press. They finally get it across the line. Driving in right side. Shot no good. Madsen follows, missed it. Back to Madsen again. He missed it again. The first shot was taken by Jensen, and they missed all three of them. Rebound Sibley East. Fetrel into the front court to Flemenek. Over to Pouch on the left side. Back on top now. Into the lane for Weber. Pouch near the free throw line, gives it up to the right wing, and a three-pointer is good by DeFlemenick. That's his second three.
He has 8 in the game, 25-15. Sibley East now to a double-digit lead, their biggest so far. Jaguar ball back the other way. Mattson takes a shot. Had a good look left baseline. It's no good. Pouch back the other way. Three-pointer right wing. That comes off no good. And the rebound to the Jaguars. Into the front court. Drive to the lane for Jensen. They cover him up. He dishes it off. Left side. Here's a drive by Borkenhagen, and he's tied up as he went up with the shot. Jump ball goes to Sibley East. Third turnover on the Jaguars. 6:12 to go till halftime. 25-15. Sibley East has the lead. And a chance to add to it with another possession here. Pouch into the front court, left side. Off for Fetrel back on top. DeFlemenek will try a three. That's off no good. Rebound, long pass ahead and turned over by the Jaguars. They tried to get it ahead to Hasted, but couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. Sibley East gets it back again. Fetrel left side. DeFlemenek in the corner. Pouch. Round to Colling, right side. Colling. Back left side. Fetrel has it. And a whistle. 3-second call on Sibley East. That'll give it back to the Jaguars. Carson Hasted working on his tennis shoe here. So Jags inbound. 2-2-1 press here again. They pass over it. And they find the open man this time. Mattson off the feed by Jensen. Very nicely done breaking the press there. They get an easy layup out of it. 25-17. That's how you break the press. Sibley East on top now. Fetrel block left side. Just to the elbow left side. Almost lost it, but the Wolverines get it back. Now pass back to the top. That'll go into the backcourt and an over and back. Trying to get it back to DeFlemenek on top. Not a very good pass, and it rolls into the backcourt. Turned over to the Jaguars. Inbounded, Borkenhagen across the line. Gets it to the right corner. Now reversed back, Borkenhagen jumps into the lane in front. Dishes off to Mattson, and he hits the baseline shot. Jackson Mattson with his first two of the game. And Jaguars getting back in it now. 25-19. 10-point lead's been the biggest for Sibley East. It's down to 6. And the Wolverines have it. Out on top, Colling. Left side, DeFlemenek got a runner on the baseline. Shot won't go. Tip no good. Followed by Fetrel, no good. Another try by Weber, blocked. And that went out of bounds off of Sibley East, so it'll belong to the Jaguars. Wolverines had some looks there, couldn't get anything to go. And so 2-2-1 press again. They pass over the top of it ahead to Jensen. Jensen now down in the lane, now back to him in the right corner. He steps to his left for a three from the right wing. It's off, no good. Rebound rolled out of bounds on the opposite side. It'll belong to Sibley East. 3:55 now left to go here in this first half. 25-19, Sibley East has the lead. And the Wolverines with it. DeFlemenek in the left corner. Out on top, Pouch has it. Left side, Fetrel, back to Pouch. Right side, Colling, and his pass in the lane stolen away. And the Wolverines get one back, and Hasted will bring it up. Cross the line, leaves it for Borkenhagen. He'll reset things for the Jaguars. Right wing, three-point shot, off, no good. Followed by, let's see, that was Mattson, no good. Ball kicked around, Mattson picks it up again, and what do we got now? Whistle And a foul on Sibley East. I believe they got Fetrel on that one. Still only the sixth team foul, though, so the Jaguars will inbound from underneath. Borkenhagen will put it in. Inbounded near the free throw line, and a shot in front. No good by Grathwall. And on the rebound, another foul called, as Mattson was in there for a putback, and he was fouled by Fetrel. That's his second. And Mattson to the line to shoot a 1-1. The first one good. And so the bonus coming. Mattson 3 points here. And the second one good again by Mattson. 25-21. Sibley East still holding on to a 4-point lead. They had a 10-point lead a while ago. But the Jaguars chipping away here. Down to the low baseline, left side. Bustler's pass back to the top, stolen away. And here come the Jaguars again. A chance to get even closer. Here's a drive by Borkenhagen. No good, but he is fouled. And he's going to get a couple of free throws. To Flemenek maybe on this one. Yep, that'll be his first. And here's Borkenhagen to shoot two. First one on the way. No good. So second free throw coming here for Borkenhagen. And that one good. Three for him. 25-22. Sibley East with the lead. And they get into the front court. Quick pass around inside. Now kicked back out by Pomplin. Shot right side, no good. Jags come away with it. Borkenhagen to the front court. He'll set it up at the top. Goes left side for Mattson. Mattson passed down to Borkenhagen, who was cutting on the baseline. He'll kick it to the left wing for a three by Grathwall. It's off, no good. And the rebound off for Sibley East. Back the other way. Three-point shot put up by Bustler, no good. Rebound Jaguars. Grathwall takes it coast to coast, and he lays one up in front. Good. 8 points now for Brody. 25-24, the Jags have pulled within one after being down by 10. 1:35 to go in the first half. Pouch has it. Left side now for Bustler. And shot from the top. Pouch no good. Rebound, Jags. And now, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther Truman, a chance to take the lead. Elbow left side. Mattson has it. Out to Borkenhagen. Drives into the lane. Shot from the right side. Short, no good. Rebound Sibley East. And the chance to take the lead. Not going to happen on that possession. Here's a three by Bustler at the other end. Left corner, no good. And racing after the rebound to the other end. Eli Jensen is fouled as he goes to the basket. And he'll get a couple shots. Pouch got him. That's his first foul. And here's Jensen now to shoot two. First one on the way. Good. 4 points for Eli Jensen. And we're all tied up. It was 25-15. Sibley East had the lead. And a 10-0 run, making it an 11-0 run as Jensen makes the second free throw. And now the Jaguars have taken the lead, 26-25, with 48 seconds to go in the first half. Pouch on top, Sibley East. Off to Bustler. Left side to Flemenek has it. Dribbles it back around to the top. Goes right side for Colling. Down to the corner for Bussler. Back out. 14 on the shot clock. On top with it is Colling. Pass left side from Pouch. Knocked down. Stolen away by Reagan Emmert. And then he's fouled. And he'll shoot two at the other end. Foul is on... Let's see, was that Pouch? Yep, second foul on him. And Reagan Emmert at the other end shooting two for the Jaguars. A few substitutions here. Jaguars check in Elliot Flores, a 6-foot junior, for the first time here this afternoon. Emmert at the line, shooting two, and the first one on the way, no good. 27 seconds left to go here in the first half. Second free throw is good. Emmert gets one out of two. 26-25, Jaguars lead. And there was a foul on that free throw, apparently, on the Jaguars. So we go to the other end, and Pomplin will be at the line, shooting a 1-1. First one, no good. Rebound off to the Jags. That foul was on Madsen, his second. Back the other way we go. Jaguar ball, 16 seconds to go. It's about even with the shot clock. Elbow left side. Studer has it, and now a travel call. Fifth turnover on the Jags. 10.7 left on the clock for Sibley East. Weber will put it in the backcourt. Fetrel will bring it up. Back to Weber. Back to Fetrel. Left wing now to Flemenek. Drives to the left elbow. Shot up short. No good. Back, put back, no good by Pomplin. So a couple shots by Sibley East at the buzzer would not go. And at halftime, a 26-25 lead for Sibley East, or for Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman over Sibley East after being down by 10. They go on an 11-0 run to take the lead here at the half. Back with the halftime numbers after this 2-minute timeout.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here at Blue Earth area, halftime of our matchup here between Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther Truman, and Sibley East. 26-25, the Jaguars have come back to take a one-point lead after being down by 10 here in the first half. They went on an 11-0 run to take the lead. So here's the scoring from the first half. Brody Grathwall leading the way with 8 for the Jaguars, 5 for Eli Jensen, 4 for Jackson Madsen, 3 for Bryce Borkenhagen, and 3 for Carson Hasted. Off the bench, Braden Schell has 1. For Sibley East, Quentin DeFlemenek with 8, 5 for Evan Pouch, 4 for Jack Fetrell, couple for Ezra Weber, and Gavin Pomplin with 2. And so Sibley East trailing by 1. They were up 25-15 at one point there in the first half, but a good run by the Jags to take the lead. 26-25 the score. Turnovers fairly even, 6 for Sibley East, 5 for the Jaguars here in the first half. There was one game before this one in the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament, a girls' game, and that one, St. James defeated Sibley East by a score of 79-40. 79-40, St. James with the win over Sibley East. And we'll tell you what we've got coming up here in the tournament. We're going to have a couple games on the way for you over on 98.1 FM just a little bit later on here this evening. 26-25, Jags leading the Wolverines at the half. We're back with more after this two-minute timeout.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go. They have the latest performance data to help you choose the right corn products for each of your acres. Results start with industry-leading genetics. Next, thousands of local on-farm trials uncover more insights to maximize yields. When it's time to go, call Tracy Weimers, Claire Schmidt Jr., or Tristan Madej, your local Pioneer sales professionals at Elm Creek Agronomy of Northrop and East Chain at 507-436-5282. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Blue Earth, halftime, 26-25. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther Truman with the lead over Sibley East. Now coming up here in a little, just a little bit later, couple more games here from the holiday tournament. We'll switch over to 98.1 FM for Blue Earth Area Girls against Alden Conger Glenville Emmons at 5 o'clock. That's followed by the boys' game, Blue Earth Area against United South Central at about 6:45 or so. And those are the two games on 98.1 tonight. Saturday, tomorrow, we have USC against Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman in boys' action at about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And then the Blue Earth Area games at night, 5 o'clock the girls against St. James, and the boys then against Sibley East at about 6:45. So that's our schedule coming up here from the Buck Holiday Tournament. Second half of this one on the way in just a bit after this two-minute timeout.
Stateline Cooperative would like to thank our customers, including area farmers, patrons, and suppliers, for your business this year. It has been our pleasure to assist you with planning your grain, agronomy, feed, and seed needs. We look forward to working with you to make 2025 successful and profitable. May the new year bring you peace, happiness, and prosperity. Have a safe holiday and happy new year from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid how? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insights, visit with Troy at Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. Asgrow and Stein has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, give Troy a call at 507-399-1500. That's Troy Jensen, Seeds of East Chain.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, getting ready for the start of the second half here. See here, I'm just updating my scorebook here because I was off a couple of points here. Let's see, Madsen had 6. I missed one of his buckets there, so I think I got it now. Yeah, okay, so now we're up to date. So here it is. Let me recap the scoring again. Brody Grathwall with 8, 6 for Jackson Madsen, 5 for Eli Jensen, 3 for Bryce Borkenhagen, 3 for Carson Hastad. Off the bench, Braden Schell with 1. For their total of 26 in the first half. I was missing a bucket there for the Jags, and I was missing some points for Jack Fetrell, too. He had 8 points. Him and Quentin DeFleminek lead the way for the Wolverines in the first half. So here we go, and Sibley East inbounds, and then they lost it out of bounds on the far sideline. So a turnover there gives it back to Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman. There's a drive up the right side, and Borkenhagen drops it through for a bucket. He's got 5 now. And it's 28-25. Jags lead by 3 now. Dumped inside. Bustler underneath finds a lot of traffic trying to pass it back on top. Ball's loose on the floor. Finally picked up by Colling. Down underneath, and Bustler with the shot in the bucket. He got pushed right when he let it go. And he's fouled a chance for a three-point play as it goes through. And that's the first bucket of the game for Riley Bustler. Fouled on the play by Borkenhagen, and that's his third. And the free throw short, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Jaguars. 28-27. Jags with the lead. And there's a bounce pass in the lane, knocked away. And a steal by Sibley East. Sixth turnover on the Jags. Sibley East ball, Colling on top. Pouch underneath. Oh, nice scoop shot. Good by Bussler, and he comes to life a little here in the second off half. Gets the first two buckets for the Wolverines here in half number two. Borkenhagen up now. Shovels it to Madsen. Drive in the lane. Stumbling in there and traveling finally is Brody Grafwall. He just couldn't catch up with his feet on that drive there. And he's called on the travel. Seven turnovers on the Jags, and here come the Wolverines back the other way. Down to the left corner. Here's a three-point try. Good by DeFlemenek. 11 now for Quentin DeFlemenek. 32-28. Sibley East up by four now. Jaguar ball. The Sibley East getting a little warm here early. Just one field goal so far for the Jags, but they've given up 8 points here in the half. There's a shot from the top. No good. That one caught a little of the board but missed the rim entirely. And the rebound, Sibley East. Wolverine ball down underneath. And not taking the shot underneath is Bussler. Rifles it out to the left corner for a shot by DeFlemenek. No good. And the rebound to the Jaguars. And elbow right side, and a shot up, no good by Borkenhagen, but he was fouled. And the foul's on Colling, his first. First on the Wolverines this half. So Borkenhagen to the line to shoot two now for the Jaguars. First free throw on the way, good. 6 points now for Bryce Borkenhagen. Second free throw on the way, short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Sibley East. 32-29, Sibley East leads it. They have the ball. Pouch has it on top. Right side for Ezra Weber. Back to Pouch, reversed quickly to the left corner. DeFlemenek bounce pass inside. Got it to Bussler, and he's fouled from behind. No shooting foul here. It'll be Sibley East ball underneath. Jackson Madsen picks up his third foul. That's the second on the Jaguars. Inbounded by Sibley East, left side. Drive to the basket. Off, no good on the shot by Bussler, and the rebound to the Jaguars. Into the front court. Hastad has it, gets it off now on top. Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen off to Grafwall, left side. Here's a three-point try, left wing. No good by Jensen. And the rebound off to Sibley East. Pouch will bring it into the front court quickly. Left side, left alone for a three, but short is DeFlemenek from the left corner, and the rebound to the Jags. Borkenhagen into the front court. Gets it off on top. Brody Grafwall spinning near the right elbow. Can't get a shot off, but a nice pass and a layup good by Jensen. Seven for Eli now. 32-31. Jags pull within one again. 14-16 to go in the game. Down underneath and a whistle and elbow underneath on... Oh, it's an offensive foul. Using the elbow to go to the hoop. Called against Sibley East, and that'll go as a turnover as well. And it's on Bussler. That's his third. Second team foul on the Wolverines. And here come the Jags with a chance to take the lead. Elbow left side off for Borkenhagen. Shoveled back to Jensen. Jensen standing right at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Grafwall, left wing. Man defense by Sibley East. Grafwall splits a couple of defenders and draws another foul. Colling, I think, got that one. That'll be his second. Third on the Wolverines. Not a shooting foul. The Jags inbound underneath. Borkenhagen will put it in play. And a whistle. Can't find anybody. But before the 5-second call reels off, timeout by Brian Borkenhagen from the bench. It's 32-31, Sibley East by 1, 13:56 to go in the game, back in 1 minute.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
Jaguars inbound from underneath. Oh, and stepping in front of that one, Quentin DeFlemenek gets the steal. They head down the other way. Weber for a three left side. That's off, no good, and the Jaguars grab the rebound. And so that turnover doesn't hurt them. Pass down inside. This one might. That one tipped away and stolen away by Pouch. So Jags with a couple of turnovers after the timeout. Two consecutive possessions. Right side. Here's a three-pointer. Off, no good. Follow. Good by Weber. It was DeFlemenek with a three from the right corner. He missed it. But Weber there for the offensive putback, and he's fouled on the play. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul called on Borkenhagen, and that is his fourth. So he is likely, yeah, he's coming out here. 13-16 to go in the game, and he picked up his fourth already. And the free throw good by Weber. He's got five. 35-31, Sibley East up by four now. And back the other way we go. Jags have it. Madsen tries a three, left side, short, no good. Rebound, Sibley East, DeFlemenek up, right side, Weber. Weber into the lane, dishes. They traveled, did they? No. Foul called. Thought there was an extra step in there, but it's a foul on the Jaguars. And it is on Griffin Studer, who's in there now. That's his second. And at the line, Riley Bussler shooting two, and the first one is good. He did not score in the first half. He has five here in this second half for Sibley East. And the Wolverines now built their lead back up to five, 36-31. And it's a six-point lead now as Bussler makes the second free throw. Six for him now, 37-31. Wolverines leading with 12:47 to go in the game. Jaguars have been on a little bit of a drought here. Here's a three from the top. No good by Jensen. Rebound off for the Jags, or for the Wolverines. And an offensive foul back the other way, right as DeFlemenek took a three from the left wing. But an offensive foul on Bussler, and that's his fourth. So four on him, and four on Borkenhagen for the Jaguars. Those are your foul trouble players right now with a lot of time left, 12:26. Here's Grathwall into the front court now for the Jaguars. Off right side for Braden Schell, who checked back in there. Schell on the right wing. Oop, cross-court pass picked off. Dangerous pass, and it paid the price on that one as Sibley East gets the steal. Back the other way, DeFlemenek right side, reversed around, left corner Weber. Weber bounce pass into the lane to Gavin Pomplin, and he's tied up, jump ball called. And the arrow goes to the Jags, so that'll be a turnover on the Wolverines. And the Jaguars get it back. 11:50 to go. They're down by six. Mattson has it on the left elbow. Gets it off to Grathwall. He drives in, and a foul called on Sibley East. Foul is on Jack Federal, his third. Jags inbound underneath and tipped by DeFlemenik, but it went off of Jackson Mattson out of bounds. And so the Sibley East Wolverines will get it back. Here's a three-pointer left side by DeFlemenik. Short, no good. Rebound, Jags. Jaguar ball into the front court. Out on top. Three-point try taken there by Jensen. No good. Rebound, Sibley East. Nobody scoring much here the last several possessions. Federal has it on top. He'll pull up for a shot. Left wing. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound by the Jaguars. Up on the far side, here's Grathwall driving into the lane, and he's called for traveling. And a timeout now for the Jags. 11:09 to go in the game. Sibley East leading Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman. 37-31. We're back in a minute.
Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain provides not only the products you require, fertilizer, seed, and crop protection products, they also offer many valuable agronomic services farmers need to succeed. Their total package approach is tailored to meet the needs of customers like you. With the advent of precision farming and other strategies designed to enhance your efficiency, their services have become a high priority. They understand it's a tough business and plan to continue offering a total package of quality products and superior service at Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Back here at the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament. And a 37-31 lead for Sibley East. And it will be Sibley East ball after the timeout. No pressure by the Jaguars. And Petrel brings it into the front court. Gets it off for Colling. Round to the left corner. Pouch will shoot a three from the left corner. No good. Rebound grabbed by Mattson. Jaguar ball into the front court. Borkenhagen on the bench with foul trouble. As is Bustler for Sibley East. Here's a three-point shot, or a two-point shot from the left side by Studer. No good. And on the rebound, a foul coming here. Might have been Grathwall. Let's see here. Or it might have been not Grathwall, but Weber. Yep, that's his second. And six team fouls on Sibley East now. Inbounded right underneath, and the layup good by Griffin Studer. First two for him. And 37-33. Down to a four-point lead. Sibley East ball, though. Vetrel on top. Goes to the right side for Colling. Down underneath for Pomplin. Quickly reversed around to the left corner. Good ball movement. And the open three good by Ezra Weber from the left corner. 8 points now for Weber. And here comes the Jaguars back the other way. Now down by seven. Sibley East had built a 10-point lead in the first half, but the Jags came back to take a one-point lead at halftime, and now they're down by seven again. And a drive by Mattson And they called him for a charge, I believe. They did, and that is his fourth foul. And the fifth team foul on the Jaguars. So foul trouble for the Jags here. Borkenhagen already on the bench with four, and now Jackson Mattson is headed to the bench with four on him. 9:40 left to go in the game. Sibley East ball. Out on the left wing. Long three. Shot up no good by Fetrel, and the rebound to the Jaguars. Borkenhagen's back in the game now with his four fouls. So he's going to have to be careful with 9:20 to go in the game. Back out, three-point shot. Good by Eli Jensen. 10 points now for Eli here today. 40-36. Jags pull within four again. Sibley East ball. Fetrel on top. Right side, three-point shot. Weber is good. Wow. Weber's lighting her up now. He's had a couple of threes in a row. 11 points for him on the day. 43-36. Sibley East leads. Jaguar ball right side. Jensen has it out on the right wing. Jensen back to Borkenhagen. He drives, spins, little fadeaway. Good, just inside the free throw line. Nice move there, Bryce Borkenhagen. 8 points for him. Sibley East back the other way, and Pouch wants a three, but that rims out from the left side. And the rebound, Jaguars. Jensen open, hits another three from the left corner, and he's heating up. Eli now with 13 in the game, pulls the Jaguars within a couple with 8 minutes to go. Out on top. Fetrel has it for the Wolverines. To Colling, left side, Pouch, and now a whistle, and somebody in the lane too long, I think, for Sibley East, and it goes back over to Renata Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman with 7:55 to go in the game now. They can tie it with a two-point bucket here. They went down by 7 points again, but now a chance to tie it up. Borkenhagen on top. Here's a three-point shot. It's off no good by Emmert. Scramble for the rebound, and it's tied up for a jump ball. And it will belong to Sibley East. So the Jags can't get it tied up there. Still down 43-41 to Sibley East. Pouch has it now. We'll bring it up. Dribbles into the front court, left side. Fetrel on top to Pouch. Left corner. That's Colling, reversed around to DeFlemenek, taking some time here now, down to 13 on the shot clock. Left corner, Colling again. Inside, Weber, shot in front, and it rolls off the rim. No good, but a foul called. And Weber's going to get a couple of free throws. Foul is called on Carson Hested. That's his first. That is six on the Jaguars now. Free throws for Weber, and the first one, no good. Second one, in and out, no good. And the Jaguars again, a chance to tie it now, as Weber misses both free throws. Into the front court now is Jensen off right side. No, that was not Jensen. That was Studer to Jensen. And a pass in the lane, tipped away. Sibley steals it. Now Borkenhagen steals it back at the other end. Shovels a pass underneath. Jensen fadeaway left baseline. It's off no good. And the rebound to Sibley East. And into the front court. Three-point shot, top of the key. Pulling up for that one is Fetrel. It's no good. Borkenhagen rebounds it. He'll drive into the lane. Shot up, no good. Foul called, and two shots coming for Borkenhagen. He'll have a chance to tie it up at the free throw line. That was the seventh foul on the Jags here as well. Or on the Wolverines, I should say. Weber picked up the foul, his third. And here's Borkenhagen to the line. Chance to tie it up. First free throw, good. 9 points now for Bryce Borkenhagen. And here's the one that can tie the game. And that one no good. So the Jags remain down by one. 6:12 to go. Sibley East ball. Petrol right side. Weber down underneath. Back in the game. Bussler gets another bucket. Comes back in with his four fouls. He's had a good second half. He was quiet the first half. He's their kind of low post player. Didn't score first half. He has 2, 4, 6, 8 in the game now. And here's the Jags now back the other way. Brody Grathwall with a spin move and a shot off. No good. Right side. Rebound Sibley East. Into the front court. Pouch has it on the right side. Knocked away from him from behind. Grathwall comes up with it and he shovels it ahead to Jensen, who knocked it away initially, and he gets the layup at the other end. Down to a one-point game again. Right side. Here's Jensen. Excuse me. Here's Weber down around to the left corner now, and a partially blocked three-point attempt by DeFlemenek. No good. And the rebound off for the Jags. They can take the lead now with a basket here. Down to 5 minutes left to go in the game. Jensen, right side, drives into the lane. Runner off the glass, no good. Got his own rebound, back out. Borkenhagen, three, rims out, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Sibley East. And now a timeout called at half court. Oh, Borkenhagen almost gave the Jags the lead there. A toilet seater that rimmed out on him. 4:49 left to go in the game. 45-44, Sibley East by one. We're back in a minute.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Back here at Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament. Got a close one here. 4:49 left to go. 45-44. Sibley East leads by one. They have the ball. Will inbound near side. Pouch will take the inbound pass back to Fetrel. Pouch has it back again to Fetrel again. They're out on top. And the Jags playing a zone now. 2-3 zone. And so it's taking a second here for Sibley East to sort it out here. Petrol right side, penetrates the zone, dishes off to Weber, steps left for three. Oh, and the shot bounced off the rim and went up over the backboard. He had some spin on that one. And so the Jags get the ball, good news for them. Down by one, 4:18 left to go in the game. Jensen, or Brody Grathwall into the front court. Off to Borkenhagen, drives in the lane, shovels to the corner right side. Three-pointer, Grathwall, no good, but the follow is good by Jensen. Wow, Eli got in there. He's having a great second half here. He's got 17 in the game, and now a steal at the other end. Jags took the lead on that, followed by Jensen. Now Borkenhagen with the drive, but off the glass, no good. And here comes Sibley East driving into the lane, and a shot up by Bussler, no good, but a foul on the Jaguars. So 17 now, Eli Jensen. He's got 12 of those here in this half. Foul was called on Jensen, but that's his first. Free throws, Riley Bussler, and he makes the first one. And he's had a good second half. He didn't score in the first half, has 9 now here in half number 2. And he ties it up. Second free throw, short, no good. Will stay tied, but rebound tipped, and Sibley East comes up with it in the lane. Bussler shot, short, no good. Rebound Jaguars. 3:30 to go in the game. We're tied at 46 now. Borkenhagen into the front court. Out on top, he's open for a three, and it won't go. Rebound tipped underneath by Jensen again, and he can't get it to go this time. Rebound Sibley East. Back the other way we go. Wolverine ball pass to Bussler in the lane, and guess who? It's Eli Jensen with the steal. Over to Borkenhagen. He brings it up. Looking left side, can't find anybody. Now gets it to Jensen. Jensen, left side, dribbles to the left corner. Inside, beautiful feed to Madsen for the layup. Nice feed. Eli's doing it all now. He gets the assist there. 8 points for Madsen. 48-46 now. Jags have taken a two-point lead. 2:38 to go in the game. Sibley East ball, Pouch on top. Inside, Bussler, quick movement back out. Pouch, three from the top. It's off, no good. And a whistle on the rebound. Foul on the Jags. DeFleminick had position underneath, and it was Borkenhagen going over the back, and that's his fifth foul. And he is out. He'll finish with 9 points, fouling out with 2:29 to go. And here's DeFleminick at the line now to shoot free throws. It's a 1-1 here. 11, he makes the first one, make it 12. 12 for DeFleminick in the game now, 48-47. Second free throw rims out, no good. Jags keep the lead by one. And Madsen in the backcourt will dribble it into the front court. Goes right side, lost the ball, it's stolen. Oh, and the outlet pass, stolen right back by Jensen. Left side, Grathwall for three, and it's good from the left wing. Brody Grathwall buries the three. He's got 11 now, and the Jags lead at 51-47. Left side, Sibley East ball, Weber for three. Left corner, it's off, no good. Madsen there for the rebound. 1:50 to go in the game. Jags holding a four-point lead. Jensen into the front court on the dribble. Drives in the lane and a shot up, no good. And back the other way. Pouch pulls up for a three and he banks it in. Evan Pouch hits the three. He's got 8 and it's a one-point game again. A minute and a half left to go. 51-50. Jags by one. Left side. Madsen has it. Madsen with the ball. Dribbles up the right side of the lane. His man overplayed it. He had an open shot but missed it, and it's tipped out underneath. And it will stay Jaguar ball. They'll inbound from underneath. 51-50. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman by one over Sibley East. 1:14 left to go in the game. Jaguar ball inbounding from underneath. Brody Grathwall gets it in. Now they pass it right back underneath. Shot in front. Good by Grathwall. And he comes up with a couple of big buckets here down the stretch. And a whistle. A timeout called. Boy, right at half court when the ball got loose there for a minute. So Sibley East with a timeout. 1:04 left to go in the game. And the Jaguars lead it 53-50 back again after this timeout.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
104 left to go in this one. An exciting game here between Grenada Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman, and Sibley East. Jaguars lead by three, 53-50. Sibley East ball, though, a three would tie it. But they don't necessarily need to go to that right away. Pouch takes the inbounds pass to Fetrell, back to Pouch. 56 seconds to go. Pouch to Fetrell, right corner to Fleminek. Back around Pouch, left corner Colling. Now Pouch penetrates in, back out to Fetrell. Down to 10 on the shot clock. On top, here's a three-pointer. Good by Pouch from the top, and we're tied. 11 for Pouch. It's 53-53 with 30 seconds left to go. Jaguar ball. Into the front court, Grathwall on the dribble, 24 seconds, goes right side, gets it off now for Shell, who's in there. Braden Shell, and now a whistle on the far sideline. And I think the Jaguars, yeah, they called a timeout over there. I was wondering what that call was going to be. Jags take a timeout, so they have their 17 seconds left in the game. 16 on the shot clock. Jaguars can win it with a bucket. We're tied at 53. And a pretty good game we've had here. Sibley East built a couple of leads. They had a 10-point lead at one point in the first half. And the Jaguars came back to take a 26-25 lead at halftime. And then Sibley East came back, built up a 7-point lead in the second half here. But the Jaguars came back. They were up by four at one point, but Sibley East came back to tie it themselves. A three-pointer by Evan Pouch tied the game at 53. And so now here we are, 17 seconds left in the game, 16 on the shot clock. And it's Jaguar ball on the far sideline. 53-53. We're all tied up. Will we go to overtime? We'll find out here. If nobody can get a bucket here before regulation expires. Carson Hestad will put it in for the Jaguars on the far sideline. Into Grathwall. Oh, and his pass in the lane is stolen away. And now a foul from behind. Oh, Braden Shell tried to reach around and tie him up and is called on a foul, and that'll put Sibley East at the line with 11.9 seconds to go. Could be a costly foul. We'll see. Here's Riley Bussler that's going to go to the line at the other end, and it will be a 1-1. So here we go. Bussler, a chance to give Sibley East the lead. Front end of the 1-1. Rims out. No good. Jags on the rebound. Here they go. Into the front court. And a travel call on Brody Grathwall as he crossed the timeline. That turnover gives it back to Sibley East again with 6.3 seconds left on the clock. We're tied at 53. And so we have a timeout called. We will do the same with 6.3 seconds to go. 53-53 the score. It'll be Sibley East ball first. A 30-second timeout back in a moment.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at New Way K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Back here at the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament, Sibley East Ball, can they get a shot in to avoid overtime here? Both teams have not taken the real good care of the ball here down the stretch, trying to get a shot off to win it here. So let's see what the Wolverines do. 6.3 seconds to go, tied at 53. Wolverines inbound on the far side at half court. The Flemenek's going to put it in play. See what kind of play we got drawn up here. Into the backcourt to Pouch. Ahead, Colling, left side. And a shot at the buzzer. No good by Jack Fetrell. And we're going to overtime. So we've got overtime here as we're all knotted up at 53. Some discussion at the end of that game, but it is going to be an overtime period coming here, we presume. 53-53 tie. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman, and Sibley East back with the overtime in a minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics. And they're backed by hundreds of local trials to help you make the most out of every acre. Take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Call Tracy Weavers, Claire Schmidt Jr., or Tristan Madej, your local Pioneer sales professionals at Elm Creek Agronomy of North Ripon East Chain at 507-436-5282. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Individual results may vary.
Well, we'll have a jump at center court to start the overtime period. 4 minutes on the clock, tied at 53, Sibley East and Grenada Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman. And the tap is controlled by the Jaguars. Scooped up after it was bounced around a little bit there. Carson Hestad comes up with it, and a foul. Nope, a travel call. Travel on the Jaguars, and Sibley East will get it back. Overtime here. And Sibley East has it. Left side, now on top. Pouch has it, dumps it down underneath. And a shot on a scoop shot there by Bustler. Comes off, no good. Rebound off four. The Jags, and a three-pointer by Jensen from the top. No good. Long rebound by grab by Grathwall, and he puts it back in. 15 now for Brody. Brody Grathwall, and the Jaguars up by two. Sibley East ball, left corner to Flemenek for three, and it's off. No good. And the rebound to the Jaguars. Grathwall on top, not a good pass in the middle of the lane, stolen by Sibley East. Oh, big collision at the other end on a layup by Riley Bustler, and Grathwall goes down hard on the floor. Looks like he's going to be up and okay. Grathwall went up to block that one and got tangled up in the air with Bustler. It's the foul is on Grathwall. Third on him. did they get?
Yeah.
Oh, they got Mattson on that foul. That was his fifth, so he's out. Two guys have fouled out now, Borkenhagen and Jackson Mattson. Free throw good by Bussler. Next one short, no good. Rebound Jaguars, 55-54. Jags by one, 2:52 left in the overtime. Pass ahead, down underneath, and a shot up, no good by Braden Schell. Rebound Sibley East. Schell taking a while to get back on defense. It's a 5-on-4. Three-point shot left side. Colling no good. Sibley East, though, on the rebound. And back out on top. DeFleminek. Round to the right side. Here's a three-pointer. No good by Bussler. Rebound put back. Good by DeFleminek. 14 for him. 56-55. Sibley East now with the lead, and an off-balance shot in the lane by Grathwall. No good there. Rebound Sibley East. DeFleminek left side, and now a timeout taken by Sibley East. 2:04 left to go in the overtime. 56-55. Sibley East leads by one, and we'll be back after this timeout.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Stateline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing this success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here at the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament, 2:04 left in the overtime. 56-55, Sibley East leads. They have the ball. Two players have fouled out now for the Jaguars. Borkenhagen and Jackson Mattson are out. So they're digging into the bench a little bit now here late in this one and into the overtime. Sibley East ball. Pouch has it. A whistle. 3-second call on Sibley East. That's going to go back to the Jaguars. And they have a chance to take the lead with a bucket. Grathwall into the front court. Right side now for Emmerts. And he throws a pass that's stolen. And then it squirts loose, but Emmert can't get it before it goes out of bounds. But there's a foul here anyway. On Emmert. So Reagan Emmert with his first foul will go to the other end, and it's going to be two shots. It's 10 team fouls now, so Bussler shooting two. First free throw, in and out, no good. Bussler did not score in the first half, but he's been contributing this half. He has 10 here in half number two. 1:37 left to go in the overtime. Second free throw, good by Bussler. He makes one out of two. 11 points for him now. 57-55. Sibley East leads by two. Jaguar ball. Grathwall on top. Dribbles to the right side. Gets it back to Jensen. Jensen penetrates into the lane, steps back for the shot, no good. He shot that one about 4 feet inside the free throw line, but couldn't get it to go. And on the transition, the Wolverines throw it away. A pass too far ahead for DeFleminek, and he couldn't get it. So now 1:10 to go in the overtime, and again, Jaguars a chance to tie it with a two. Rathwall will bring it up, and they'll take a timeout. So a timeout for the Jags with 1:04 to go. And it is a 57-55 lead for Sibley East. We're back in a moment.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Back here at the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament. 1:04 left to go in the overtime. 57-55, Sibley East with a 2-point lead. And isn't it Sibley East's ball? No, it's Jaguar ball. That foul must have been... All right, that was not on the Jags, obviously, there. Jaguars inbound. Chance to tie it up. And a pass down to the low block right side. Stolen away by Petrel. And the Jaguars making some not good passes down the stretch of overtime here. So Sibley East has it. 40 seconds to go in the overtime, but only 21 on the shot clock. And they'll take their time here, but they have to shoot it. 10 on the shot clock now. Left side for Bussler. Off to Petrel, who drives in, and he never even got a shot off. Just kind of lost the handle on it in there. Rebound Jaguars. Up ahead to Jensen. On top now for Grathwall. He drives in. Shot up, no good, but a blocking foul on Sibley East. We should mention during that last timeout for the Jaguars, let's see. Well, they don't even have him on the roster here. Not sure who that guy is. It might be, is it? I'm not sure. Blake Stuber, maybe, but that's not the number that's on the roster. But anyway, Brody Grathwall drew the blocking foul, and he makes the first free throw. It's a one-point game. Second one good. We're tied again. 17 now for Brody Grathwall. We're tied at 57, and a timeout by Sibley East just as they get it into the front court with 4.8 seconds to go. In overtime, will we go to another overtime? We'll find out. We'll take a quick break. Back with more in a moment.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
4.8 seconds to go. We're already in an overtime here. We could be headed to another one here. If Sibley East can't get one down here, they took a timeout just as they crossed into the front court. Brody Grathwall making a couple of free throws to tie it up. He has 17. Let's see, 11, yeah, and so does Eli Jensen, I think. Yeah, they both have 17 points to lead the Jaguars here today. So Sibley East with a chance to win it, but they only have 4.8 seconds to get off a shot. We'll see if they can get off a decent one as they inbound on the far side. Ezra Weber will put it in play. And He gets it in, left side. Shot at the buzzer, banks off. It's no good. The follow is no good. And it was DeFlemenik that took the first shot. And then Nathan Colling got another crack at it right before the buzzer, but it wouldn't go for him either. And we're going to another overtime. Tied at 57. Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman, and Sibley East in a battle here. We go to overtime number two coming up in a minute.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insights, visit with Troy at Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. Asgrow and Stein has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, give Troy a call at 507-399-1500. That's Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain. Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
All right, here we go to the third or second overtime, I should say. And opening tap went out of bounds off of Sibley East, so it's going to be Jaguar ball. Tied at 57, we're going to a second overtime here in this one. Rathwall brings it across the line. Jaguars down a couple as Borkenhagen and Madsen both fouled out. Here's a long three by Grathwall, way short. Rebound grab by Sibley East. Pouch brings it into the front court. Pulls up at the top of the key. Now goes left side. Weber for three. Off, no good. Weber got his own rebound and is fouled. And Weber's going to go to the line for Sibley East. And the foul called on Hastad is second. Weber's first free throw, short, no good. 11 points for Weber here on the day. Second one on the way, good. So he gets one out of two there. 12 points for Weber. Jaguar ball with 3:20. Oh, wait a minute. They started the clock. Hold up here. So there was a change in the lineup. The official over to talk to Coach Borkenhagen for a second there. So Jaguar ball. It's 58-57. Sibley East by a free throw. And the Jags have it. Grathwall into the front court. Grathwall picked up the dribble and now in trouble, but he gets it off to Jensen. Jensen, right side, spinning into the lane. Can't get a shot off. Back out to Emmert. He lost the ball on a pass. And Sibley East with the steal. Back the other way. Pulling up three-pointer. Good from the left side by DeFlemenik. And Sibley East leads by four now. 17 for DeFlemenik in the game now. Jensen has it for the Jaguars the other way. Back out to Grathwall. Grathwall drives right side, dishes it inside for Hastad. He'll turn and shoot, and it's off, no good. Rebound Sibley East. Yeah, here comes the Wolverines into the front court. To DeFlemenik, left side, Pouch. Over to Fetrel. Petrel on the right side. They'll try to take a little bit of time off the clock. Petrel around the perimeter playing catch with DeFleminick. Now over to Pouch, back around. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Drive to the bucket. Shot up, no good by Petrel. Rebound Colling, and then he threw it away. Jags get it back, and into the front court comes Brody Grathwall. Now we have a whistle. And the official, we have an official timeout here. Not sure why exactly. There is a substitution for the Jaguars. I don't know why they stopped it. But the Jaguars, well, now we're going to get a timeout. So that was an official's timeout, but then now Jaguars take a 30-second timeout. Minute 40 left to go in the second overtime, 61-57. Sibley East leads back in 30 seconds.
This is Leah with Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited. If you're looking for honest and experienced farmland experts and appraisals, we are here to help. As every family situation is different, we can evaluate your unique situation and help you through the numerous decisions to be made. With a strong surge in farmland prices, sales are strong, and it's a good time to discuss your appraisal, auction, or private land sale needs. If you need any help, give me a call at Auctioneer Alley or go online to auctioneeralley.com. When it comes to the experience you need, we have it. We are family-owned for over 60 years and treat each sale as our own.
And we're back here at the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament. A minute 40 left to go in the second overtime. Jaguars have the ball. They're down by four. They have not scored in this overtime. Inbounded to Grathwall. Left side, Jensen for three. It's off, no good. Rebound Sibley East. And into the front court, Pouch. To the left side, three-pointer, good by DeFleminick. And he's hit a couple threes in this second overtime, and that has really put Sibley East in a good spot here now. Jaguar ball, Jensen, he'll try a three right wing. That's off, no good. Rebound off for Sibley East, and now they lead by seven with a minute to go. 56 seconds to go, time running. They'll try to take some time off the shot clock, and there's a foul by Jensen out on the perimeter. That's his second. And it will put Colling at the free throw line. He has not scored here today for Sibley East. First free throw, no good by Colling. Second one coming. And the second one on the way, no good. Missed them both. Rebound Jaguars. Into the front court. Down to the right corner. Oh, boy. Eli Jensen couldn't handle the pass. He bobbled it and lost it out of bounds. And so Sibley East will get it back again with 47 seconds to go here in the second overtime. Pouch into the front court. Dribbling left side, and there's a reach and a foul on Hastad, I believe. 39 seconds to go now. Pouch to the line. 11 points for Evan here today. First free throw, no good. And here's his second free throw. On the way, good, so he gets one out of two. 12 points for Pouch. Jaguars back the other way. Three-point shot put up, no good by Hastad. And it will go out of bounds, belong to Sibley East. 33 seconds to go. Inbounded. And a foul immediately in the backcourt. We'll put Jack Fetrell to the free throw line. Fetrell had 8 points in the first half. Has not scored this half. Two free throws coming for him here with 32 seconds to go. 8-point lead now for Sibley East. I don't think we're going to head to another overtime. First free throw by Fetrell, no good. Unless the Jaguars go wild on threes here in about 30 seconds. Here's the second free throw, good. Fetrell gets one out of two. 9-point lead now for Sibley East. Jags into the front court. Jensen way out on top. Right side. Here's a 3-point try. No good by Hasted. And the rebound off for Sibley East. Pouch in the back court. And I think the Jags are content to let it run out. And so we are going to see it wind down. And a 66-57 final score. This one finally comes to an end. Sibley East wins it in double overtime. And we'll come back and wrap this one up in a moment.
Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain provides not only the products you require, fertilizer, seed, and crop protection products, they also